Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Ruth Kramer. Christian kids in Indonesia recover from a traumatizing prayer house attack over the weekend. Then Mission Aviation Fellowship is celebrating God's faithfulness over the past 80 years of missions work. We'll unpack this story for you in just a few moments. But we'll begin today in Indonesia, where on Sunday, a group of Muslim men on the island of Sumatra attacked a prayer house. 30 Christian children were there with their parents to take a religion class. Two kids were injured by the attackers throwing objects. Bruce Allen with FMI saw footage of the attack and says,
"Men armed with wooden sticks smashed the building's windows, even while women and children were still inside. Kids crying and screaming could be heard as they were forced out by the group. You know, it was very terrorizing for them."
Police have arrested 9 men connected to the attack. This comes on the heels of another attack last month in Indonesia on a Christian youth camp. It's a disturbing trend. Allen says when you look at the World Watch List for Christian persecution,
"For the last couple of decades that I've been tracking, Indonesia's been on it. Except this year, it did not make the top 50. But it doesn't necessarily mean that things are improving in Indonesia. It could just mean that things got a lot worse in other countries and they had a worse score than Indonesia."
But here's what you can do.
Pray for that resilience and perseverance of the Christians, especially those young, tender students, that they would learn much from this experience that they endured.
Next, suicide rates are higher among American Indian and Alaskan Native people than among any other U.S. demographic. But there's a counter movement of hope rising with On Eagle's Wings, a division of Hutchcraft Ministries. This year, around 700 Native young people came to a Warrior Leadership Summit to be inspired and equipped as leaders for Christ. Here's Doug Hutchcraft.
"We hear this phrase so many times, I'm not alone. I'm not alone. I realized here that even though I might not have a lot of support and have a lot of friends or family that love Jesus where I'm from, I'm here now seeing how many brothers and sisters I have in Christ that really love Jesus and want to do what I want to do."
Christianity hasn't always been shared well with Native communities. But today, more and more young people realize that Jesus is about relationship, not religion. 43 people were baptized during the summit. Pray that these Native Christians will boldly bring the gospel to their people.
"But when they share with their people that Jesus was a brown-skinned man from a tribe that was persecuted, that had issues with the government, all those things, they go, man, this is, I've always heard that Jesus is a white man's God. He is for everybody."
To their peoples.
"We are 100% dependent on God's people praying."
And a ministry founded at the close of World War II celebrates 80 years of impact. Mission Aviation Fellowship President and CEO David Holston says,
"We just see this as an amazing display of God's faithfulness to our organization. And we want to make sure that we recognize all that he's done for us."
Known widely as MAF, the ministry began as a question in the minds of World War II pilots.
They started to think, we've used airplanes as an instrument of war. It has taken people's lives. What could it look like if we used an airplane as a tool to bring life? And most importantly, the gospel to people who are really hard to reach. 80 years later, we still see the airplane being used by the Lord as a very impactful tool.
Today, MAF serves 29 countries across Africa, Asia, Eurasia, and Latin America. They support the work of missionaries, Bible translators, and relief and humanitarian agencies. But it's not always been easy.
The regulatory burden has grown significantly. Our airplanes have gotten more costly, so that's driven up the financial resourcing that's needed for our ministry.
That's why MAF needs help from people like you. Look for this story at missionnews.org to connect. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. So join us here on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. You can also find us on Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.